We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, and we're chatting today with Charlotte Meisenheimer and Janet Nichols from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Janet is the military community liaison for the chamber, and as I understand, you just recently got back from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I got back last night. It's the time of year for the Association of the United States Army annual meeting. It happens every week, the week of Columbus Day. So that was this week. And it was a really great visit. A lot of things that we do there that really are impactful to both Fort Riley and the Manhattan community is the people we get to see who are in pretty high up positions in the Army. And then also we do go on some Hill visits and speak with our federal delegation there in D.C. And this year was really special because right now there's some really senior Army leadership that are, I'll call them 1ID alumni. You know, right now the Vice Chief of the Army is General Joe Martin, who was the commanding general here just 2 years ago. So 2 years ago at AUSA annual meeting at their opening ceremony, Joe Martin was sitting with us, and this year he was in the front row with the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of the Army, and it's just really great to be able to interact with those people. And then we also got to meet at our chapter social, the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of the Army was there, Sergeant Major of the Army, who also is a First ID alumni. He was the Command Sergeant Major, 1st Infantry Division, and we can see those people can see how invested the community is. I mean, we all sang the Big Red One song and nobody needed the words. Everybody knows them, you know, at that social. And you can tell people like the secretary, you know, that we are a viable community. Then we can get them to come and visit us here. We also had the current deputy chief of U.S. Forces Command, Major General John Richardson, spoke at our chapter lunch. And that was a really great view into what's happening in the Army right now and the look ahead. And hopefully maybe we can get him to come and visit here or the head of Forces Command to come here. Training and Doctrine Command's commander right now, General Funk, is a former Big Red One soldier, too. So we're really fortunate. And when we make those connections in D.C., when we physically go and they see us and our counterparts from Junction City there, it makes an impact. And the idea is to get those people in D.C. to come here and to see what we've got, see that this area is the best place to train, the best place to deploy from, the best place to return home to, the best place to live, and the best place to retire. And that's what we're doing there. And then we go on these Hill visits, and we talk about things that are impactful not just to Fort Riley but to Manhattan as well. And so we visited Senator Roberts' staff, and then we also actually visited with Congressman Marshall and Senator Moran and had some really good discussions there. And another big highlight was that the 1st Infantry Division is leading the entire Army in reenlistments. And so Sergeant Major of the Army Grinston gave Command Sergeant Major Bishop, our 1st Infantry Division highest ranking non-commissioned officer, a big award. And it's a big deal. I mean, right now, retention and recruiting is huge right now. And to get that award is a really big deal. So that was another highlight of the trip.
Well, and I know that retaining soldiers, especially after they leave their duty here, that's something we want to have here in Manhattan as much as possible.
Absolutely. We want to illustrate what a great place it is here. And quite honestly, Kansas is a flyover state. So a lot of times people don't know what's here. We have no trouble keeping people here, or once they're here, they see, wow, this is a really great place, and especially if you have kids. I mean, I'm from Miami, Florida, and we retired here. I mean, I'm kind of the poster child for that.
You know,
yes, I do work for the Chamber of Commerce. But you know, that's why it's important that we go talk to those people and get that and show them, you know, what we have, what's here, what we can do here. And it's a lot. I mean, sometimes you hear things like, well, you're in the middle of the country, you're not close to a port, it takes long. Well, the 1st Infantry Division has won transportation awards of getting from here because we have a railhead on post. I think we're the only post in the Army that has that. Getting to a post either south or west, they get there really quick and are on ships. The turnaround's insane. I mean, I'm not an expert on that kind of things, but I know we've won big awards on that kind of thing within the Army. It's just, we're a great place. And that's how we do it. We got to go out there and show them. And we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy for them to not come out here because we are, as you mentioned, we are in the middle of the country. What kind of federal dollars might there be available here if there's, you know, the more interaction you do with these, is that kind of the goal here, is to get some federal dollars into the area?
Well, you know, having the 1st Infantry Division here, we're a huge economic driver for the region. I believe the number's around 45% in the region. We're one of the top five economic drivers in the state. Really, you know, it's ag's one and military is two. So having that is huge, and we want to keep Fort Riley viable. We want the 1st Infantry Division flag here. We would love to get another brigade. That's always a discussion when we go out there. You know, well, hopefully that'll happen, but that's there's a whole host of things that have to happen for that, and one of them has to do with recruiting and retention. So you know, but we're working on that, and hopefully we can keep doing that, keep bringing more soldiers to and their families and their spouses, you know, the spouses, the untapped resources. Nobody even tracks how much economic impact the spouses have through jobs and spending. You can't really ask them that. But so those numbers, that 45%, if you counted spouses in that, who knows how huge that is. So yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about NBAF. We talked a little bit about, you know, in the infrastructure program, that there's a newly, there's been an unfunded mandate for, it's called the Defense Communities Infrastructure Program. And it looks like that'll finally get funded, you know, well, but, you know, if the continuing resolutions ever stop and we actually get a budget, but that's a whole nother thing. But we want to make sure that's funded. There's some things that we could do with that money that is now funded, you know, in terms of putting, you know, maybe those smart signs around Fort Riley. Oh, there's an accident ahead. Oh, it's, you know, there's a lot of traffic into post, you know, the weather, severe weather, watch the road, those kind of things. I mean, I know there's a lot of things we could do with that. So yeah.
Okay. Again, speaking with Janet Nichols, Charlotte Meisenheimer here from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Busy time, obviously, in D.C. And, you know, is there a lot of – we hear in the news all the time about stuff going on in D.C. Is there a lot of focus right now on military affairs, even though that we don't hear a lot about it in the national media?
Yeah, there's a lot there. I think there is a lot going on. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot going on in Congress. And – it's pretty narrowly focused, and I'll leave it at that. So we've been told that, you know, it's going to be slow in terms of passing other things for a while, I believe. But you know, the military is a big deal. The AUSA conference is huge. There's about 30,000 people that go. There are these huge exposition rooms that literally have tanks and helicopters and weapons systems. I mean, it's hard to fathom when you go in those rooms and see all the things in there that shouldn't fit in a building, that all fit in one huge building. And then there's a lot of informational meetings, family readiness meetings, defense meetings. You know, it just goes on and on. I mean, the military is huge there. There's a huge presence. They're everywhere. And I think it is on people's minds. I mean, it's a little bit in the news, you know, but hopefully things will, you know, get back on track a little bit more, but, you know, and get the nation's business done. But, you know, we did what we could. We went and spoke to people and saw people and promoted our region and Manhattan, and that's really what we can do. So
absolutely. Well, and of course, they got another distraction with baseball too. But
a couple of people went to the Nationals game on Monday night, and I think a couple more went Tuesday night when the Nationals won. It was very exciting there on that front. Very exciting.
I'll bet it was, definitely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more in focus after this on K-Man.